Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On January 30, President Trump announced that Kevin Warsh would be his nominee to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve Bank Board of Governors when current chair Jerome Powell's term expires in 3 months. Warsh is currently a visiting fellow in economics at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He is also a lecturer at Stanford, as well as a member of multiple economic panels. While the regular media have been trying to dig up dirt on Warsh, who previously was the youngest person ever to serve as a member of the Fed's Board of Governors from 2006 to 2011, they have never mentioned a major part of his background that makes him an interesting choice to head the Fed. During his time as a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, Warsh was a strong advocate during the Great Recession for combating rising consumer prices and that the Fed should focus less on promoting an economic recovery. Instead, he urged the Fed to reduce its balance sheet. Warsh confirmed that the Fed manipulates financial markets. In his August 24, 2016 Wall Street Journal column, he wrote, "The Fed often treats financial markets as a beast to be tamed, a cub to be coddled, or a market to be manipulated. From the beginning of 2008 to the present, more than half of the increase in the value of the S&P 500 occurred on the day of Federal Open Market Committee decisions. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee filed a Freedom of Information Act request in 2009. For the minutes of the first Federal Open Market Committee meeting in 1995 that discussed gold swaps. Warsh defended the Fed's refusal to release this information, stating, "I have confirmed that the information withheld under Exemption 4 consists of confidential commercial or financial information relating to the operations of the Federal Reserve banks. This includes information related to swap arrangements with foreign banks." Effectively, Warsh's letter confirmed that the U.S. government and Fed manipulates gold's price, an authority explicitly granted through the Exchange Stabilization Fund legislation. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.